Good morning and welcome to Holminster Church at Home. This week has been a very special and exciting time for Holminster. As I speak to you now, as I'm being recorded, Reverend Dominic Black and his son Ben will hopefully be cycling on the outskirts of Hull, having cycled from Middlesbrough to the city centre of Hull via York, 100 miles all in. We're hoping that Dominic will arrive in time to have a good strong cup of tea, time to get changed, and at 5 o'clock this afternoon he will be licensed as the new priest in charge for Holminster. We've long awaited him coming and delighted that we've now reached that point. You'll hear a little bit more from Dominic himself as he preaches to us and talks to us later in this service. But now let us join together with Holminster Choir as we sing that great hymn, O Worship the Lord in the Beauty of Holiness. In a few moments, Reverend Anne Richards will read our Bible passage for us. After that, Reverend Dominic will preach to us, speak to us, and I must say, I'm sure we're all really excited as he opens God's word for the first time as priest in charge of Holminster. Firstly, before we do that, we're going to join in the collect prayer. And the Collect Prayer is a prayer for today which brings together, collects us all together as God's people, despite the distances that we are apart at the moment. So let us pray. Almighty God, send down upon your church the riches of your Spirit, and kindle all who minister the gospel your countless gift of grace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
We're the Wilsons.
Hi.
I'm Ollie.
And I'm Hannah.
And this is Samuel. You say hiya.
Hello, Dominic. I'm introduce myself as the Bishop of Easton. And I look forward to meeting with you when you get to the church next week. Away the lads.
Hi, Dominic, Heather, Leo and Ben. I'm Lucas Mager. I'm a race director for the Hull Marathon. And welcome to the city. Look forward, hopefully, you may be running the marathon in 2021.
Hello, Dominic. I'm Peter.
And I'm Isabel.
I work in IT.
And I work at the university.
We go to the 9:30 service.
And the Cottingham Home Group.
Welcome.
Hi, I'm John Major. A very warm welcome from the Hull Veterans Associations to Reverend Black, Heather, Ben and Leo.
Welcome to Hull Minster from Balfotherby.
Hi Dominic, it's Tim with the Mini. I'm so pleased you got the job. Can't wait to meet you and the family again. So welcome to Hull Minster from Tim.
Hi Dominic, Heather, Leo and Ben. Welcome to Hull Minster from John and Shirley Waters.
Look forward to meeting you soon.
Welcome to the Old Town, Reverend Dominic, Heather, Leo and Ben. Hope you enjoy yourselves. See you soon. Bye.
I'm Lutz. Welcome back to Hull. It's great you're back.
Just like to say welcome to Dominic and his family from the Bellamy family.
Hi Dominic, my name is Doreen. Welcome to Hull, and to Hull Minster to be specific. We all cannot wait for you to start on Wednesday. We all just cannot wait. Thank you. See you soon. Bye.
Hi, welcome to Hull Minster from Rachel Miller and
Amy Miller.
And we both sing in the choir.
Hi, my name's Ruth, and I'm offering you a very, very warm welcome, Dominic and Heather, Leo and Ben, to our lovely, lovely church, Hull Minster, and to our wonderful city of Hull. So look forward to meeting you as soon as I can.
I'd just like to welcome Dominic and his family to Hull Minster on my behalf as a member of the facilities team. My name is Chris, and I hope to meet you during the week or in the coming weeks as you're getting settled in. Speak to you soon. Bye.
Hi, I'm Steve.
And I'm Lisa, and we're the Downhams.
Welcome to Hull.
Hi guys, welcome to Hull. I'm John. And what do we have here?
Well, there are my socks, these poor old socks.
That's Amy and Rupert in bed at 4 o'clock, eating crisps and reading stories.
Hi, it's Bethany. Welcome to Hull Minster, Reverend Dominic, Heather, Leo and Ben. I hope you love it here.
Hello, welcome to Hull. I'm Emma.
And I'm Adele, and we look forward to meeting you.
Hi, Dominic, Heather, Leo and Ben. Welcome to Hull Minster. I'm Mandy, the Children, Youth and Families Minister. And I'm so pleased you're finally here. I can't wait to get to know you over the coming weeks and months.
Hi, I'm Amy Cowling.
I'm Imogen.
And I'm Evie.
And we want to say a big welcome to Reverend Dominic, Heather, Ben and Leo.
Gav here, welcome to Hull, Dominic.
We are the Milners. This is Jasper. This is Alice. This is Daddy. This
is Mummy, and I'm Sophie, and Bubbles is over there. He's a fish. Welcome to Hull.
Bye.
Hi, Dan and Becky here.
Well, we hope you remembered all those names, because there were many, many more.
Welcome to the Minster.
Today's Gospel reading is Matthew chapter 13. Later that same day, Jesus left the house and sat beside the lake. A large crowd soon gathered around him, so he got into a boat. Then he sat there and taught as the people stood on the shore. He told many stories in the form of parables, such as this one. Listen, a farmer went out to plant some seeds. As he scattered them across his field, some seeds fell on a footpath and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on the shallow soil with underlying rock. The seeds sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow. But the plants soon wilted under the hot sun, and since they didn't have deep roots, they died. Other seeds fell among the thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plants. Still other seeds fell on fertile soil, and they produced a crop that was 30, 60, even 100 times as much had been planted. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Now listen to the explanation of the parable about the farmer planting seeds. The seed that fell on the footpath represents those who hear the message about the kingdom and don't understand it. Then the evil one comes and snatches away the seed that was planted in their hearts. The seed on the rocky soil represents those who hear the message and immediately receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. They fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing God's word. The seed that fell among the thorns represents those who hear God's word, but all too quickly, the message is crowded out by the worries of this life and the lure of wealth, so no fruit is produced. The seed that fell on the good soil represents those who truly hear and understand God's word and produce a harvest of 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as had been planted.
Let me tell you about Frank Clark. Frank Clark was born in the slums of Derby, but he grew up in a small holding in a little village in Derbyshire. As a young man, he had an injury down the mine. He was crushed and he always walked with a bit of a limp. His day job was as the AI man for Derbyshire. So he knew a thing or two about cattle, and on a night he'd thumb through his catalogue to find the best bulls. He was a chicken breeder and was famous in the chicken fancy, as they called it. And he knew about the land. The first time I met Frank Clark was when I visited his small holding. And that day, Frank Clark knew. He knew that he was going to meet his future son-in-law. And of course, he dressed to impress, as only farmers do, with his finest bale of twine and his old trousers. He came up the field knowing that this was going to be a special day. A few months later, he handed over two precious things to me.
The first one was the hand of his youngest daughter in marriage, and the second were Clark's Classics, broad beans. These beans had been passed on from his great-great-granddad, generation to generation, and each year Frank would carefully look at his beans and find the strongest plants with the best pods and select them for next year's seeds. These were precious to him. And this is one of the strange things about this parable that Jesus tells, sometimes called the parable of the sower, maybe the parable of the seeds, maybe the parable of the soils. Why was this sower casting around these precious seeds? Why was he throwing them on the path? Why was he allowing them to fall where the weeds were? Why were they falling on the rocky ground? When so much care and so many generations had cherished these precious seeds. One of the things I love about Jesus' teaching is that he rarely tells people what to think. Instead, he plays. He tells stories. He gets them scratching his head. What on earth is he talking about? What even is the name of this parable? Is it about the seeds? Is it about the sower? Is it about the soil? Now, unusually, this time Jesus does tell us something about the meaning. He says the kingdom of heaven is like when someone goes out to sow. Some just falls on the path. That precious seed is just picked up by the birds. And some falls on the rocky ground where it's just so hard and the roots can't get in. And when the sun comes up, those plants just wither and die. And some of the seed falls in the weeds, and of course the weeds are all competing for the light and the nutrients in the soil. And the plants grow sort of wispy and weak, but are choked and can't grow. But then other seed falls in the good soil, and it grows, and it grows strong, and it produces an abundant harvest. One of the first things that I did when I came here to this garden in Middlesbrough was to dig these beds. And any gardener will know, and any farmer knows, that although the seed is very important, the soil, the ground, is also absolutely crucial. The ground needs to be dug over, the weeds need to be pulled out, the soil needs to be fertilised, you need to get your rotation right, and that, when the conditions for growth are right, then the plants flourish. And it's like that with us, it's like that with our children. When the conditions for growth are right, we flourish. Now I wonder, first gave you this precious seed? Who was the one that first talked to you about this Jesus? Who have been the people around you that have helped you to grow in the faith? And I wonder where the good soil is now, or where maybe we need to be digging over the ground so that other people are able, when they hear this word, to grow and to flourish in the faith. And I wonder where you should be sowing this seed of faith. Who are the people that are ready to hear this word? And where in your life is the gospel growing? Where's the rocky ground in your life that you need to clear? What are the weeds that are preventing you from flourishing? What do you need to clear in your heart to receive the gospel? Now, one of the wonders about this parable is this precious seed is scattered. And it's scattered in places that look as if they're not ready to receive it. But you know, the thing about life sometimes is that life will grow in all sorts of places where we least expect it. Now, sometimes you see a tree even growing out of a cliff. It's not really for us to decide where we sow these seeds. It's simply for us to give away this thing that is so precious, that contains life. Who are you going to offer the seeds of the gospel to today?
At this point, we would normally go straight into prayer, but today Mark Keith and the choir have put together rather a special anthem written by Samuel Sebastian Wesley and based on Psalm 5 called Lead Me, Lord. This is a super piece, and in it two of our young choristers, Amy and Annabelle, will be leading the solo part. So I suggest that we reflect on Dominic's word and we enjoy this background of this wonderful anthem. After this, Dan will lead us in our time of prayer.
Lead me, Lord, lead me in thy righteousness, make thy
As we turn to God in prayer, we remember he is the source of light. He's the reason seeds of faith grow and flourish. Jesus, the sower, whatever I am today, whatever the mix of path, rock, thorns or soil, help me to become good ground for you, for your word, and for your presence, we pray. At times we struggle to seek and serve you. Forgive us, Lord, when distractions grow and choke our gratitude, our perspective, even our hope. Guard us, guide us, deliver us. Clear the rocky land, the weeds. Spread the seeds of faith through us. Nourish the soils of our soul. Father, as we pray for our parish and our calling to serve the city of Kingston upon Hull, guide us as a community as we share the good news of the gospel. Challenge us to scatter with boldness, love and care. We give thanks today for the ministry of Frank White as he's led us over this past year during the vacancy. Thank you for his faithfulness, wisdom and commitment to you. We give thanks for the next chapter of ministry here at the Minster, for the new beginnings, for new shoots, as Dominic begins his ministry among us. Thank you, Lord, for all you're going to do through him as he leads us. We pray strength, courage and peace to fill him today. Thank you for bringing him, Heather, Leo and Ben to Hull safely. May their home be filled with joy and be a place of rest. We give thanks for the appointment of Stephen Cotterill, the new Archbishop of York this week. We pray for him, his wife Rebecca, and their whole family as he takes on this new role. Holy Spirit, equip him as he leads the Diocese of York. Guide him in decision making and fill him with renewed passion as he proclaims your gospel and scatters seeds of faith in so many communities. Recognising the troubles in our world, we pray for those who are suffering today, in mind, body or spirit. We pray for the healing power of your Holy Spirit to meet with all those who are suffering this day, to comfort the brokenhearted, to declare the rich goodness of your gospel in the rocky ground. And so in the quiet, we acknowledge you afresh as our Lord and Saviour, and we pray that right now your Spirit will put names on our hearts, people we can share the seeds of the gospel with. So we conclude our prayers together with the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
You will, over the coming weeks, still be able to worship with us at 10 a.m. on a Sunday morning from home. However, we are hoping that parts of our service will be live streamed from the Minster. Everyone's working on getting that together, so it would be great when we can do it. You can imagine it's frustrating filming on a Wednesday for a service on a Sunday. It does become quite restrictive. This morning it would have been great to have interviewed Reverend Dominic. However, that wasn't possible, but I'm sure we can hold that in store for the future. As well as our church at home, we also have some form of service in the Minster building very soon, we're hoping. Everyone's trying to get this in place, and you will be informed through our website and also through notices. We will make sure that you know about it when it's going to happen. I do this morning want to say a very big special thank you to someone who has helped us so much during this vacancy. That is, of course, Bishop Frank, who stepped up to the mark to work very hard with the team to make things happen and continue throughout the last 12 months plus. I'm sure that this isn't going to be the end of Bishop Frank being around. He does say he will be part of the congregation again. However, we know that Reverend Dominic and the team will be using him in many ways to feed on his expertise in so many areas. So Bishop Frank will still be with us, and we really appreciate that. And we really give many big thanks for all the help that he's given over the past year. Now, Dominic has raised a considerable amount of money while cycling from Middlesbrough to Hull. And you are still able to sponsor him if you haven't already done so. The easiest way I found was to just use your mobile phone and text 70470, writing the word bike. You can do it sponsorship in multiples of £10. For general giving to the Minster, and we do thank all those who are supporting us so generously, there is details on the website how you can give. We thank all those who not only give through money, but also through their time, and particularly over the last few months of vacancy. That has been so well appreciated. Now, before some of our worship group come together to sing Our God Saves, I would like to pray using some of the words we've been using to focus our prayers during the vacancy. So let us pray. Lord Jesus, guard and grow this church as we serve you together. Guide Dominic in his ministry. Protect and guard his family. Unite us together so that we may discover your way for our future and see your kingdom grow. Amen. thank you for worshipping this morning with us. If you would like to join in our conversations at 6:30, that will be this evening and every Sunday evening, or other things that are taking place during the week, please look on our website to find out all that you can be involved in. So we finish with God's blessing. We go into the world to walk in God's light, to rejoice in God's love, and to reflect God's glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you, be with those you love, those you struggle to love, this day and always. Amen.